Change by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. I said something silly, I forget what. He smiled, shook his head and whispered, "Don't ever change." I was charmed, even though part of me knew it was a cliché, and if I was honest, a little bit patronizing. But in the muzzy warmth of our mutual passion, I didn't much mind what he said or did. He dressed quickly and let himself out, and as I lingered in a bed, a worm of doubt wriggled in my brain. Did he really want me to remain a naive 20-year-old forever? Were we not to grow into a mature, loving couple, sharing the good times, the middling and the bad? For the first time it occurred to me that he might have a very different view of our relationship. I shivered, pushed back the duvet, and spent a long time in the bath, thinking. He was some years older than me. I only found out how many after several weeks. As far as I was concerned, he was a man of the world, and that was part of the attraction. He was earning good money. I was a student, and he took me out to restaurants and the theatre.